Red House is compared to 94, Halloween Night, Chicago, 2000, driving rain.
I was 20 years younger. My hands are frozen out there tonight. I think that was actually worse. I think. Not tonight. I think that night was actually worse. May not have been as cold, but of course I wasn't playing in it tonight, so didn't seem all that bad.
Hey, Brad, what's that pug meeting the fart right there?
I think just having him here in general was, you know, more than likely his last time to be here. And it's sad, but it was. I mean, I really wanted him to be here. His family wanted him to be here. And it just, I think that was a special way to send him off. I mean, he's an amazing guy, amazing career here, an icon for so many. And, it was a special moment.
What does tonight feel like compared to when you were back here in July?
Well, fortunately, the ice was broken in July. It would be hard to top July walking out. You knew it was going to be crowded tonight. You knew it was going to be an electric atmosphere because there's a game going on. You're playing the Bears, and it's Thursday night, Thanksgiving. So you knew that. We didn't really know what to expect until we got here this summer. So that being said, it was still a special night, but in a different way too, because this was with Bart. It was unveiling the jersey. So it was different, but equally as special. But they could have been done both at the same time, but I'm glad that they chose to do it this way. It was really, really awesome.
When you saw your name and number up there with the other names, what went through your mind?
Disbelief. Probably continued disbelief forever. I'm well aware of what I've accomplished and the career that I've had. It was a long, wonderful career, but I just don't ever look at myself as being, I have to say to myself sometimes, really, with Bart Starr, are you kidding me? And really you think about the players that have played in Green Bay, not just with their numbers retired. And really the Hall of Fame here is probably close to rivaling the NFL Hall of Fame with the number of unbelievable players that have played here. So just to be part of that, whether your number's retired or not, is quite an honor. To be one of what, five?
Six.
Well, five, including me, six. So, it goes without saying that that's a tremendous honor.
Brett, when you played, you got used to playing Monday night games or whatever and waiting all day for that. You're not playing here. What was it like waiting all day long for this to get here? How difficult was that?
It was just as tough. As I got older, and you guys may feel the same way, and ladies, the older you get, the less patient you become. Am I right? I see a lot of, it's like I'm wasting my time. I need to be doing something. Today was kind of like that, the calm before the storm. The more you think about it, the more frantic you get. I know the latter part of my career, a night game, I spent most of my time during the day rethinking and rechecking. And when I was 22 years old, I was like, what's the big deal? You could sleep in till 10 or 11. Now you can't sleep in for nothing. And you analyze stuff so much. And then it's like you're deflated when it kind of gets there because you've been thinking about it all day. But that being said, it was pretty awesome.
When you got here, you jumped in the elevator and you wanted to see the score right away. You still really care, don't you?
Yeah, I do. You can't completely get rid of football, and especially in this setting. If I was home and my grandson's yelling or this grandson's yelling or something, you get distracted and it's like, right, Parker? And next thing you know, a quarter's gone, and you lost. Like, what happened? But when you're here in the setting, it's pretty awesome. You know, It was a great feeling.
Brett, when you were here in July, you'd obviously had that game day feel. This being a game day, does it bring back a rush of memories for you to be here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The only difference was I wasn't playing, obviously, but, we had to stop at security, and, I was a normal person. And they look in. Oh, okay, Mr. Farvey, come on in. Usually I just drove on in and could run over the curb if I wanted to. And I got to see what it's like to watch a game from a box. You can't see anything. food and people talking to you. It was a different way to see this experience. But I can tell you, and obviously I've played other places, there's no place like Green Bay. There's no place like Lambeau Field. I encourage anyone, fan or not, to watch a game here at least once. Special place.
Brett, when we did the conference call with you when you first announced this, you were the one who brought up the idea of Bart being here with you. Was that something you had thought through before you blurted that out, or was that...
Yeah, sort of. I felt like... I just felt, not obligated, but I felt compelled to include him. And this started back last year. It didn't work out. I think about the same time as this. And so we really set the plan in motion for this year. Obviously, time is not on his side. But we held out hoping Bart Jr. and Cherry and their entire family was determined to get Bart back. And I think it was the right way to do it. Didn't have to do it, but I just felt I wanted to include him in this atmosphere.
Could you get a sense of what it meant to him out there?
Yes. It meant a lot. It meant a lot. You had to be, because I saw Bart earlier today, first time I'd seen him, and I couldn't tell you how long. And I was worried. That was a totally different man. I talked to Bart Jr. right before, because I saw him here, but I didn't get a chance to see him like up close, like right before. And I said, "Is your dad ready?" He said, "Oh, he's ready." So you're thinking, "Oh, okay." But he was gritting his teeth. I mean, this guy was, it was awesome. I got more of a thrill out of that than what I was here for, to see him. And I don't mean that, no disrespect that way, but to see him that excited at 81 years old was pretty awesome.
Brett, you and Aaron have obviously talked and made up behind closed doors, but when you guys had that embrace out there on the field, did you hear the reaction of the crowd, of them actually seeing it here at Lambeau, and did you guys do that?
We had planned that just to... You know, I've said this all along. I don't know where there hasn't been any problems, not that I know of. I've also said this. Do I talk to Aaron all the time? No. Do I talk to Frank Winters all the time? No. Frank and I are good friends. Is Aaron a different quarterback than I am? Sure. He's a lot more polished than I am. He has his own style. He has his own personality. That's fine. I got no problems with that. And I think Aaron feels the same way. I think this misconception that I didn't mentor him or whatever, he would say it as well as I do say it, that was not my job. I didn't mentor Matt Hasselbeck or Mark Brunell or Ty Detmer. The list goes on and on. I have no problems with Aaron. I think he's a tremendous quarterback. And we'll, as long as he's playing, they got a chance to win it all. But it was good to, for people to see that, because that's the way we feel.
One last question,
Brett. When does the countdown start for Canton for you? The next August, when you start thinking about
it? I hadn't even thought about it.
How much is that going to mean?
I went for Ron's deal last year. It was hot. It was humid. I dread having to dress up and wear a jacket. But I haven't, honestly, I haven't really thought about it. I jokingly say all that. I'm just trying to enjoy this. Let's enjoy this moment and see what happens down the road.